Ramban Parshas Nitzavim. So the beginning of the Parsha begins with Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kochem. You're all standing here and lists all the people and says Mechotei Veitzecha Ad Shoev Mimecha, the tree choppers and water drawers. So the Ramban brings the Chazal that Rashi alludes to as well. So in the time of Yehoshua, there were these people, the Givonim, who were really Chivi, part of the Shiva Amamin, and they pretended they were from some faraway country. And they tricked Yehoshua into thinking that they were from a faraway country, so he made a bris with them. And then he found out that they were really Chivi, which is one of the Zion Amamin. So he made them water carriers and tree choppers. And the Ramban saying that that happened in Moshe Rabbeinu's time too. Some Canaanim came. Some type of Canaanim came. And they did not trick Moshe. Moshe immediately made, I don't know if they're the same people, some people from Canaan, not the Chivi necessarily, but some people came in the time of Moshe, some Canaanim came, and Moshe immediately made them tree choppers. What is this all about? This is the Ramban, Lashitoso. The Ramban disagrees with Rashi. Rashi's understanding is that anyone from the Shiva Amamin, which the Chivi were, needed to be wiped out. Lo Zechaya Kol Neshama. The Ramban says, no, that's not true. If they would come, and when Klal Yisrael would come to them, if they would agree to accept to not worship Avodah Zarah, and also to be mas and to be in servitude to Klal Yisrael, then they did not need to die. It's only if they wanted to fight, then Lo Zechaya Kol Neshama. But otherwise, as long as they accept in Eretz Yisrael not to keep worship of Avodah Zarah, and to accept misim, if they have to do public works, they have to, you know, help build roads or whatever, and also to be servitude, that if a Yid needs them to do something, they would do it. They'd have to pay for it, but the Yid could tell them what to do. So then they could be accepted. So they were put as Shoavei Mayim and Chotvei Eitzim, because that's what they needed. So this is the Ramban Lashitosa, that this was, this is what you do with them, Lechatchila. Okay, then Hashem says, Peni Yish Bechem, Asher, maybe there's someone amongst you, Asher Levavo Fona Hayom, that your heart is thinking about Avodah Zarah, and you're a Pore Rosh Vela Ana. So you're going to give birth to future generations that will go off. You're going to be, a bad Shorish is going to come out of you. Because from a good, someone who had no issues with Emunah and had perfect Emunah, their kids will not have that. It's if you're something not perfect in your heart, even though you're not totally off, but something not perfect in your heart, it's going to lead to future generations going further off. And then it says one of the most, most famous, or most, maybe most important, but certainly most famous Rambans in this week's Parsha. You're going to say in your heart, nothing's going to happen to me. I could just do whatever I want. Bishrivisli be'elech, l'man tzfos harava es atzmeya. So they're being warned, if there's anyone amongst you that your heart is not with us, and you're going to hear all the curses that were just said, and you're going to say, I'm going to be good, there's nothing going to happen to me, Laman Sfos HaRav Esatzmeya. What does that mean, Sfos HaRav Esatzmeya? So Rashi explains, Sfos HaRav Esatzmeya is to add Shogeg onto Mezid. Meaning Hashem will now consider the Shogegs as Mezid. Till now Hashem was not punishing them for shogeg. Now he'll punish them for shogeg. Anyway, and so that's Rava is like a drunk person, and Smeya is someone who's just thirsty and doing it on purpose. Okay, that's Rashi. Anyway, the Ramban has a very famous line that says, no, Rava is someone who's not thirsty and is fine, and Smeya is someone who's thirsty. So there are taivas that people naturally have. And then there are taivas that just come from being addicted to taiva, where you want more and more and more and more. And unfortunately, we all know about it in our society, where you could have people on the internet who get addicted to seeing inappropriate things, and they are originally addicted to seeing normal things, and then as they get more warped, it warps their mind, and they start being, it starts warping their mind. So the Ramban's description is, if someone is so addicted to Znus Hanoshim Hayafos, they'll eventually become so addicted to that, that they'll become involved in, Zohar, Behema, homosexuality, bestiality. meaning once the person gets obsessed with the taiva, it just starts playing with their brain, and then they just start wanting things that people don't naturally want. So that's, in other words, the person will think, I don't care, I'm going to do what I want, and I'll just be into taiva as I want, to add rava to tzmeya, to add even things that nobody wants onto tzmeya, because once a person gets addicted to something, so then they can have desire to things that regular people don't desire. Okay, then we have at the end of the Aliyah, Tanistaros Lashem Elokeinu. Well, it's the end of the end of the first Aliyah when it's a double parsha, which it is not this year. But anyway, at the end of the long one, it says Hanistaros Lashem Elokeinu. The hidden one sins are for Hashem. Niglos and the revealed ones are Lano Valenu Adolam Lasas Kol Devira Torazos. Revealed sins are for us to deal with. Hidden sins are for Hashem. So what does that mean? So Ramban brings Pasha Pshat, as you would think it means what we don't know about, meaning we based in don't know if people are sinning in their houses, we can't do anything about it. That which we do know about, then it's our problem to get rid of Avodah Zarah. If we see people worshiping Avodah Zarah, we have to take care of it. What people do in their private homes, we don't know. Actually, I say that's Pasha Pshat. He says that's Das HaMefarshim. But that's the Mefarshim say that. He says the Pasha Pshat is, he thinks the Pasha Pshat is that what's hidden even from the person themselves, which is a shogig. Meaning it's hidden, Hanistaros, meaning I didn't know I did anything wrong. So that's Lashem Elokeinu. And Niglos are things that we know we did wrong. And he thinks, even though Rashi sounds like that first Pshat, he thinks that Unkelus sounds like his Pshat. Because Unkelus says, and his Torah Hashem Elokeinu, he says, Dimitamran Kadam Hashem Elokana. It says that which is hidden, Kadam Hashem Elokana, that are hidden before Hashem. He says if say Rashi was right, it would be Dimitamran Hashem Elokana. That which is hidden is to Hashem. It says Dimitamran Kadam Hashem Elokana. So in other words, if you don't have the word kadam, you just have the mitamran, so that sounds like it's hidden. Not only is it in front of God, it's in front of maybe other people. It's just hidden from most people. And that's for Hashem your God. But mitamran kadam Hashem alakana sounds like nobody knows except God. Anyway, okay. Also, there's the lamed. If Unkelus meant like Rashi, it should have said to mitamran la Hashem alakana. It's for God to take care of. The way it says here, Dimitamran Kadam Hashem Elokana, it means it's just before God. So then it means we don't need to worry about it. It's not really a sin. It's before Hashem. Okay, then we have that when the Jews do tshuva, it says Amal Hashem Elokecha Slavav Chaver Slavav Zarecha. So the Ramban understands this talking about Yemos HaMashiach. And then Hashem will be mal our hearts. That means we'll no longer have a desire to do bad. This is times in the Moshe Mashiach, where there'll still be a regular world, but everyone will have their natural desires will all be to do Ratzon Hashem. It'll be natural. In other words, now our natural instinct is to not do what Hashem wants necessarily. It's what's good for us. Then it will naturally be to do Ratzon Hashem. And that is the line of Chazal that says, the Pasuk, it's a Pasuk. In Yechezkel, it says, V'nasati lachem leiv chadosh v'ruach chadosha. In times of Mashiach, I will give you a new heart and a new ruach. What does that mean? He says, a leiv chadosh is a new nature. I'll give you a new nature to want to do good. And ruach chadosha is a new chefetz. It means your nature will be different and your ratzon will be different. That's the Ruach Chadash is what you want. The Leif Chadash is what your nature is. They'll all be new, all naturally to do Ratzon Hashem. And that's what the Gemara in Shabbos says. V'yigiyu Shanim is a famous Shabbos Kufn on Aleph on the base. A famous line, V'yigiyu Shanim Asher Tomer Ein Li Behem Chefetz. A time will come that you will say, I'm Ein Li Behem Chefetz. So you think the Pasuk Pshat that reads, that's a pasuk in Koheles. The Gemara comments on that. Eli Yemosu Mashiach, Shein Behem Lo Zchus V'Lo Chova. These are the times of Mashiach which have, there's no zchus and no chova in those times. So again, you read the pasuk, it sounds like these are days that I have no interest in. Ein Li Behem Chevetz. I don't have any interest. Those are the most of Mashiach when I get no schus for doing mitzvos. That's what it sounds like. And I think the Ramban is understanding that that is to be read, you have no chefetz, means you have no independent desire, like other desire. In other words, there'll be a time when you'll have no desire to do averos. And that's a time of Mashiach. You won't have chefetz. You need chefetz to get schar for a mitzvah. You have to have a will to do averos to get schar for a mitzvah. There will become a time when you have no such chefetz. And those are times of Mashiach which have no schus and no chova, because you can't have schus for a mitzvah if you didn't have a nisayon. Then it says, "Ki a mitzvah zos asher anochi mitavcha yom." This mitzvah that I'm giving you. So what's this mitzvah? Ramban says this mitzvah is tshuva. It doesn't mean Torah in general. It means this mitzvah, the mitzvah of tshuva. And it's saying that you'll be able to do tshuva even if you are biktei hashamayim. If you're in the biktei hashamayim and you're biyad ha'amim, you can still do tshuva to Hashem, because it's not nifla v'rochak mimcha, it's karov ma'od. And then the end of the parsha ends, I'm being made for on you, the Shemayim and the Aretz. The Ramban says that's like signing the witnesses at the end of the Tochacha, because the Tochacha really is Kisavo through Nitzavim. That's why we read Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah, because you have to have the Tochacha before Rosh Hashanah, Tech L'Shanah V'Kil L'Oseh. So the Tochacha really is Kisavo and Nitzavim. And we end off being signed by the two Edim, Shemayim and Aretz, that the Ramban says, which... it's my own personal hara. I always, you know, everybody knows that all the most horrible things in Jewish history happened on Tisha B'Av, like the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash, the Spanish Inquisition, the First World War, but notably not the Second World War. There were plenty of things, there were things that happened in the Second World War on Tisha B'Av, like the Warsaw Ghetto was liquidated, I believe, on the, or started being liquidated on Tisha B'Av. And that was where they were, you know, that was a huge ghetto. I don't know how many, 300,000, I don't know, some in very large amount of Jews sent to Treblinka, which was a death camp. That happened on Tisha, or started on Tisha B'Av. But World War II itself did not start on Tisha B'Av. So when did it start? It started on Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Kisavo. Friday morning, September 1st, 1939 was Friday morning, Erev Shabbos Parshas Kisavo, where they read the Tochacha. It always seemed to me that that was also like a sign from Shemayim, like when, you know, like here, we're saying, the Ramban says it ended off with Shemayim Baritz, it's being signed by the Edim, like, you know, if somebody signs a contract, and then the, you know, person's in violation, they come to collect. Before they collect, they hold up the contract and say, see, you signed this, remember this contract, this is the deal. And then they collect. That's what it always seemed like to me, that happened Shabbos Parshas Kisavo, as if Hashem to hold up to say, okay, you know, this is what we discussed. If you didn't happen to follow the Torah, this is what would happen. That's what it always seemed to me. Anyway, I'm just mentioning that because it ended off with the Chasima Sa'idim, that this was as if like a type of contract between Hashem and Klal Yisrael, that the Tocha would happen if they didn't follow what they were supposed to do, but that in the end, they would do tshuva and it would have a happy ending.